If you go online and check out the Wikipedia page for Lansing, Michigan, it reads that, quote, in the winter of 1835 and early 1836, two brothers from New York plotted the area now known as Rio Town, just south of downtown Lansing, and named it Biddle City, unquote. All of this land lay in a floodplain and was underwater during the majority of the year. Regardless, the brothers went back to New York, specifically Lansing, New York, to sell plots for the town that did not exist. This story may sound familiar to many, but it turns out it's not true. Current State's Emmanuel Berry debunked the myth of Lansing's foundation with the help of David Vada, community engagement librarian at the Midwest Collaborative for Library Services. David says the story was first told by a well-respected Lansing resident.
Our story kind of starts in the middle. In 1904, an article appears, a memoir in the Lansing Journal, a precursor of the Lansing State Journal, and it is a memoir of Daniel Buck, who was a three-time mayor and a very well-respected businessman. He had a furniture manufacturer in town. He was also a coffin maker. Those two jobs often went together. He had the same tools.
Makes sense.
He also built the first opera house in Lansing. It was the same architect as the Capitol, Elijah Myers. Actually, that was opened by Edwin Booth, John Wilkes Booth's brother, playing his signature role as Hamlet. Buck was elderly at the time, and he tells the story of when his father was part of this, that these two hunters from New York were passing through Michigan, and they plotted this town, and they decided to sell lots of this town to their neighbors back in Lansing, New York, which was in Tompkins County. They go back to New York. They meet at the Buck home. 16 men are organized to travel to Biddle City and claim the property. They travel down the Erie Canal. They get to Detroit. No one's heard of Biddle City. They tell them to go to Pontiac. They go to Pontiac. No one's heard of Biddle City. A few of the men get discouraged and decide to settle there. The others press on, find their way to DeWitt, and they find their way to the home of the man who supposedly the brothers wrote up the town on. He knows where it is, and he takes them to what would kind of be Washington Avenue and the river, and he points down flooded plain and says, "There, gentlemen, is Biddle City." And they've been duped, and some of the guys leave, and some stay. The Buck family and the North family stay and take land in other places in Ingham County, and that is how the story gets started. It then moves on a few years later. This is published in the Michigan Pioneer Papers, and then in 26 it appears in the Lansing Journal again, and it is this is the first time that William and Jerry Ford are introduced as the two brothers. Then it appears a couple years later in a publication, Lansing and Its Yesterdays. This is four times it's been published, and from that, historians have just taken the story and moved with it, and the facts change a little bit with each iteration. But it's essentially that the founding of Lansing was on a land scam.
But that's not the truth. So what
no.
is it?
Well, that's about 60% the truth.
So what's the truth? Yeah, tell
well,
us.
Well, part
what the
of
truth
it
is.
In the telling of it, the brothers didn't actually own the land; that it was owned by a man named William Townsend. Well, Townsend did own property in that section 21. He owned a large amount of Ingham County. He was one of the first people that bought from the government. The property that would be Biddle City was owned by the Ford brothers. They were not these kind of roustabout vagabond hunters. They were actually people who were established business people in Jackson. And they had moved to Jackson, built foundries and mills. They moved into Eaton County and bought property. Then they decided to build this town in what would be Lansing, Biddle City, and they sold property. They sold 21 plots of it to people in Detroit, in Chicago, Cleveland, Ann Arbor, and Jackson, their hometown.
But no one from New York.
No one from New York. When the last spot was sold in Biddle City in November of 1837, there was no one from New York that actually owned the property. 37 was also the time of a great financial panic, and the price of money was driven down. and the Fords were in a bad state, so they heavily mortgaged Biddle City, and it was eventually sold for back taxes. So it was a speculation, but it was a completely above the board process.
So then how is it that Lansing is founded, the city of Lansing, if it wasn't part of this hoax? I mean, in part, yeah, explain that a little bit.
Mostly it was compromise. Lansing, there was a number of towns vying for it and lots of interest. They were given the property in Lansing by some of the few people that were here. For the time when Lansing was chosen as the capital in 1847, this was really a backwater. There was, you know, very few people here. It was the center of the state. There is some discussion that part of it was to push commerce more into the center of the state. There was logging going on at the time, and to create some sort of central hub that they compromised. It was contentious in and of itself. There was a lot of fighting against Lansing.
What was it, 23 times? It was
26 times the Senate voted it down, the House's recommendation for Lansing. You know, people wanted it in the UP. Owosso was chosen. I mean, there was all over the state, and they had Detroit, which was a thriving metropolis, and they wanted to choose a town that wasn't even a town. So, I mean, it took them 7 months when they finally made the decision to make Lansing the capital. They started construction right away. There wasn't even a carriage road to Lansing, let alone a railroad.
So
by
just
the time.
Complete and total backwoods.
Yeah, it was a big floodplain. I mean, thick timbered, lots of swamps, but that also makes really good farmland.
I've always been curious about, a lot of people say we moved the capital from Detroit to avoid war with Canada in case we ever went to war. Is that a myth too?
It was with Great Britain. Detroit was surrendered. Detroit's the only U.S. city that's ever surrendered to a foreign power. And there is an argument could be made that they were afraid that the British were going to come back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's only, it's within the same generation. Personally, it seems like it was more of an economic decision to try and push commerce into the center of the state and start harvesting all the natural resources that were here, mostly timber, and expanding the railroads.
So why do you think this myth of Lansing's origins has continued throughout history for over 100 years or so at this point?
That's a good story. I mean, that's the that's kind of the crux of it all, is that this is... It morphed into an American tall tale. I mean, there is a lot of factual elements to it, and then you add a little bit of shenanigans going on, and Buck actually moves himself because his father, who is also Daniel Buck, he makes his father part of the story. His father didn't come until 37, and it looks like he came alone, but now his father's part of the story too, so it's part of the family narrative. He was probably told the story by his father, and embellished it a little bit. And with each telling, it gets embellished a little bit more.
So, what happened to the space that the two Ford brothers did end up selling to the settlers, and the settlement just kind of fell apart or dissolved? What was that space eventually used for?
That's a Rio Town now. So that's mostly where Rio Town is. The factory was built there. That's where the new Board of Water and Light facility is at. So, I mean, Biddle City's thriving. It's just not called Biddle City now.
Lovely. Well, David Voda is a community engagement librarian at the Midwest Collaborative for Library Services. Thank you so much for debunking this myth that we've carried on for 100 years or so.
Thanks a lot. It was a swell time.